Beruchim Haboim. Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom, from the 2 dots. Previously we had learned that Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Goroin went up to the attic to explain Sefer Yechezkel. On one of those occasions, the Talmidim of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel came to visit him. The Talmidim of Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel, and they enacted 18 different enactments. Explains the Gemara. My ninhu shmona asar dovar. What are these 18 enactments that we're talking about? This nan, it says in the Mishnah at the end of Zovim, the last Mishnah, elu poislin es hachuma. The following were enactments that the Chachamim made will puzzle the truma. Ha'oichel oichel rishon, a person who eats food that has rishon the tuma. Ve'oichel oichel sheni, somebody who eats food that is a sheni letuma. Ve'hashoise mashkin tmein, and somebody who drinks liquids that are tamei. All of these cases will be explained Bezer Hashem in the Gemara. They all make the one who eats or drinks them to be tamei a sheni tamei, a shni. Ve'habo roishoi ve'ruboi b'mayim she'uvin, a person who takes a shower with mayim she'uvim, these are waters that, although they were originally rainwater, but they then were gathered into a kli, a vessel, called mayim, so it's called mayim she'uvim, and his head and most of his body were showered by this water. V'tor she'naflu al roisha v'rubo shloisha lugim mayim she'uvim, or even a person who was tahor, not just somebody in the previous case, who went to the mikvah and just was waiting until the end of the day, what's called Harev Shemesh, so that the sun will set and it's evening. We're talking about somebody now who is Tahor. And nonetheless, somebody who's Tahor, who took a shower with Shlosh Shalugim Mayim Shu'uvim, that person who had that Mayim Shu'uvim on his head and the majority of his body, again, will be rendered a Shneem for Tuma. And therefore he will, the Mispasel Truma, when he comes contact with the truma. V'ha-sefer, a sefer Torah that comes in contact with truma will pasul the truma as well. V'ha-yadayim, a person's hands that are stam yadayim, that have not been washed with netilas yadayim, those hands are going to pasul truma. V'ha-tvul yoim, a person who's a tvul yoim. Here, this is actually midiraisa, that a person who's a tvul yoim, again, this is a person who was tamei, and he went to the mikvah, and he's waiting until Harev Shemesh, until nightfall. Midiraisa, if he comes in contact with truma, he's poisil the truma. So this certainly is not going to be one of the enactments, and the girl is going to ask, what does this have to do with the rest of the list? V'ha'oichlin, v'ha'keilim, shenitmu b'mashkin. And that last thing that is included in the Mishnah in Zovim, listed here, it says, food and keilim and vessels that became tamei through mashkim, if they come in contact with truma, they will also poisel truma. Ask the Gemara right away, man tano, who is the author that says, ha'oichel oichel rishoin, v'ha'oichel oichel sheni mifsal pasli, that a person who eats oichel that is tamei as a rishoin, or eats oichel that's tamei as a sheni, that he who then eats that will then poisil truma, but does not cause the truma to then metame anybody else or anything else. Omar Rabbi Barchana Rabbi Yoshua. This is Rabbi Yoshua's opinion in the following Mishnah. This nan. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ha'oichel oichel rishon, a person who eats a rishon letuma, rishon, he himself becomes a rishon. Ve'oichel oichel sheni, sheni, a person who eats a sheni letuma becomes a sheni. Oichel shlishi, shlishi, that means according to Rabbi Eliezer, to the degree of the tuma that he's going to then eat, then he will get the same level of tuma. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, ha'oichel oichel rishoin ve'oichel sheni sheni. Whether he eats oichel that is tamei with a first degree of Tuma, or an Oichel that is with the second degree of Tuma, he will become Tamei to the second degree of Tuma, Midirabonon. Shlishi, Sheni Lekoidesh, Vein Sheni Lechuma. If he eats Shlishi, then he'll be Sheni Lekoidesh, Lekoidesh, and thereby he'll poisel the Koidesh, but he will not then affect the Truma. The Mishnah then explains, what are we talking about as a Shlishi? We're talking about not a regular Chulin, because that's not going to be problematic. Here we're talking about Bechulin Shinasu Altaros Truma. We behave with this type of Chulin. The Kohanim are careful with this type of Chulin, just like they are with Truma. So a person eats this Chulin Shinasu Altaros Truma, then if he, again, it's a Shlishi, so only does he become a Sheni Gabe Koidesh, but not Gabe Truma. Says the Gemara, let's explain now why each and every one of these things became Tamei Midrabanan as a Sheni. Oichel, Oichel Rishon, Ve'oichel, Oichel Sheni. The first one, my Taima Gozer Be Rabanan Tuma. Why did the Chachamim Gozer Tuma on somebody who ate an Oichel either the first degree or the second degree of Tuma? Says the Gemara to explain, the Zimnin da Ochil Oichlin Tmein, the Shokil Mashkin the Tuma, the Shadi Lepume, Uposelahu. Because sometimes a person will be eating food that is Tame, and then subsequently he drinks Truma. And then in his mouth, the truma is coming in contact with the oichel, with the mashkin, which is tmein, and it's poiselit. And since the Torah says that you have to be careful as mishmeres trumosai, therefore they were goizir tuma on the person as not to then come in contact in this manner. Says the Gemara, what's the reason for the second enactment? Shoyse mashke mitamin, my time gozu berabon and tuma. If a person drinks that which is tame, why did the Chachamim goizer on him tuma as a sheni? Says the Gemara, the zimnin the shosi mashkin, maybe he will sometimes drink a liquid that is tamein, the shokil oichlin the truma veshodi lepume posilu, and then subsequently he will then put truma food in his mouth, which will come in contact with that mashkin tmein, and then it will poisel it. For the same reason like we said before, as the Torah says, that will be an infraction of mishmeres trumosai. Ask the Gemara, hainuhach, but that's exactly the same enactment as the one before. Why is this a separate enactment? Says the Gemara, ma'u desema. You might say, ha shechichi v'ha lo shechichi. When it comes to somebody who is eating, so he's eating food that is tamei, so then a person sometimes washes it down with a beverage, with a liquid. So then when he washes it down with a liquid of truma, so then it'll come in contact with that food. So that's considered to be shechichi, that's considered to be something that is common. On the other hand, somebody who has mashkin in his mouth, the mashkin that is tmein, it's not typical that a person will eat a food afterwards, and therefore we might think not to make the enactment. Kamash Milan, that also is making a person midrabonin tome. The next enactment says that a person who comes in contact with his head and the majority of his body with mayim shuvin, again, mayim shuvin is water that was rainwater but became gathered into vessels, and therefore mayim she'uvim is not considered to be that which can be used to mitahir oneself. If a person comes in contact with that, meaning he takes, let's say, a shower, that person, he becomes a sheni letuma, and therefore he will be poisel truma if he comes in contact with truma. My taima gozu be rabbonin tuma. Why did the Rechamim make him a sheni letuma? Amra bibi, amra asi. Initially, people, when they would go and toivel themselves, they would do so in mikvois that were in a cave, and those caves had water that were had a terrible stench. They were very not clean. Afterwards, they would wash themselves out off with mayim shuvim to clean themselves out from the bad stench. Hitchilu va'asun keva. They then began to make this type of fixed practice as gozru aleim tuma. Then the chachamim were goizer on tuma. Asking Gemara, what's my keva? What does it mean that they make a fixed practice from this, that the chachamim should then cause them to have the status of a tuma to the second degree? Omar Abaye shahoyu oimim loy elu mitarin ela elu ve'elu mitarin. Says Abaye, because they went to say that it's not just the mikvah, but it's the mikvah together with the mayim shu'uvim that enables a person to become tohor. Omar lei rova may nafka mina. What's the difference? Hakatavli bahanach. They're anyways going into the mikvah, and that's what's causing them to become tohor. So what does it make a difference whether they think it's both the mikvah and the mayim shuvim together that cause them to become tohor? Elo amar Rava, shahayu oimim loy elu mitarin, ela elu mitarin. Rava says, rather, the reason why the chachami had to cause a person to become tameh when he comes in contact with a shower of mayim shuvim is because since people would go to the mikvah, and then afterwards, they would then take a shower. They would think it's the shower that's causing them to come tohor. And therefore, there'll be times when they'll go into the mikvah because they think that the mayim shuvim is metaher. V'tohor shenoflu al roisho v'ruboy shloisha lugin mayim shuvim. My time a gozu be'rabon and tuma. On the next enactment that says even a tohor person, he's completely tohor, and he himself has his head and the majority of his body, where mayim shu'uvim, three lugin of mayim shu'uvim, like a shower, falls onto his head. My taima gozu be rabbonon tuma. Why should the chachamim gozer rabbonon, gozer tuma on this person? De'iloy ha lekaima ha. You're right, for itself, there's no need to gozer on them tuma. But they said that they needed to do so in order to strengthen the decree of the previous one. That if they did not do this, then they would think that people then can go ahead and take showers and can have mayim shu'uvim, shlosha lugim mayim shu'uvim on roisha v'ruboy of their goof. And therefore they'll think that that itself is metaher until they get clear that that is going to metame them. In other words, that will cause them to have the second degree of tuma, and they'll be then causing truma to become defiled, poisel truma. That will then strengthen all the times when they even go to the mikvah, and then not to go to the mayim shu'uvim. So this will strengthen both. It will strengthen the previous enactment. Says the Gemara v'sefer, my time a gozdu be rabban and tuma. Why, when it comes to a sefer coming in contact with truma, does that poisel the truma? Why does it have the degree of tuma on it? Initially, they would hide truma and they would put it next to Sifrei Torah. And because it was safe there, they figured since Sifrei Torah are Kodesh, so too, let's put the truma, which is also Kodesh, next to it. As the Gemara explains, Va'amru, hi Kodesh, va'hi Kodesh. So it's a logical place for us, Kohanim, to then hide our truma and put it next to the Sifrei Torah. Kiven de kechazu de kaosu lide pseido, gozu be rabon and tuma. What happened was that the mice began not only sampling the truma, but they also began sampling the Sifrei Torah. And since the Sforim were also becoming defiled and as a result of the mice, so therefore the Chacham enacted that a sefer that comes in contact with truma will poisel the truma. Now the Gemara brings the Hayadayim, Mibnei Shayadayim Askanos Hain. Why is it that Yadayim were goiza on it Tuma, so that if it comes in contact with Truma, it's poisil the Truma? Because Yadayim, that are Stam Yadayim, are Askanios Hain. They're constantly moving around and touching parts of the body and things that are not clean. And therefore they were goizer Tuma on Yadayim. And unless a person washes the Tilas Yadayim, therefore he would then, again, poisel the truma. Tana, it's taught in a braisa, Af Yodayim Habos Machmas Sefer Poisloys Hatshumo Mishum Rabbi Parnach. This is not one of the 18 enactments that we mentioned until now, but he adds in this brisa that even Yodayim that come in contact with the Sefer, they will poisel as Hatshumo. Mishum, because of what Rabbi Parnach taught. The Omer Parnach, what did he teach? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, name Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'oichiz Sefer Torah Oroim, Nikvar Oroim. If a person is going to then touch a Sefer Torah directly on its parchment, without it being with its covering, then he will be then buried Arom. He'll be buried naked. Ask the Gemara, Arom Salka Daitoch. He'll be buried naked, meaning to say, that's it, that's going to be a proper punishment for somebody who touches the Sefer Torah with his own bare hands. Elomav Zera Arum Bala Mitzvahs. It means that he's going to be naked from all the mitzvahs. From the mitzvahs. That will be his punishment. That's very extreme. Ask the Gemara, Bala Mitzvah Sakidaitoch. That's going to be the punishment. That's very heavy punishment for something as somebody touching the Sefer Torah, to lose all of his mitzvahs. Ela eima arum b'lay oisa mitzvah. Rather, the kavanah is, he will be naked, so to speak, from that mitzvah that he was performing when he was touching the Sefer Torah. If he was touching the Sefer Torah because he was goyel of the Sefer Torah, so that the schar from that mitzvah he will lose. If he was then touching the Sefer Torah because he wanted to learn from the Torah, so that learning that he did at the time that he was touching the Sefer, he will lose the schar from that limud.